It's time to tip off the college basketball season.
Tip in! Ball game!
From Green Bay,
the 10th head coach in Green Bay men's basketball history, Doug Gottlieb,
to Madison.
Blackwell is just in another world right now. Right now he's on fire.
And Milwaukee.
Marquette Leonard, Sweet 16!
This is ESPN Wisconsin Coaches Week, featuring Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard, Marquette head coach Shaka Smart, Milwaukee head coach Bart Lundy, Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb. Here's Alex Strofe.
ESPN Wisconsin's Coaches Week rolls on. Alex Strofe hanging out with you from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Joining me now, fourth year in charge of the Golden Eagles at Marquette University, it is the great Shaka Smart joining me now on Coaches Week. Shaka, I think it's hard to believe how quick the offseason flies by. I think that's been a common theme while I talk to these coaches. I know you're just getting back from New York for Big East Media Days. Has it hit you that the season's already here?
Yeah, we've been waiting. We're excited. We're definitely ready to play a game. In college basketball, you practice for a long, long time before you actually play a game. We have played a couple other teams in inter-squad scrimmages, but no fans there, no media there, no TV. So it's not exactly the same. And so our guys are chomping at the bit for Monday.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of those scrimmages and some of the offseason programs. So my understanding is Oklahoma and Missouri were the quote-unquote secret scrimmages. What were your takeaways as the head coach from your squad playing, obviously, some Power 5 competition?
It was great to get a chance to play, you know, with officials against, you know, another team. In both cases, we went, you know, away from Milwaukee for the scrimmages, so a chance to travel and replicate going on the road. Certainly not in midseason form, but we had a lot of guys that did a lot of really good things. And it was terrific for, again, replicating some of the game adversity that you see, you know, whether it's, you know, guys missing shots at times, the other team going on a run, calls you don't like. Those are things that, you know, you try to simulate in practice, but it's better when you're playing another team. And so they were both really good experiences for our guys, and I came away, you know, feeling a little bit more ready to play in the real thing.
That's good, right? Obviously, that's what you want as the head coach. When you walk away from those, say, okay, we're actually further along than I thought we were, which is always a good sign. I know you've been asked this question 100 times this offseason, Shaka, but I think it's important to note how rare it is in this era of college basketball is the continuity and the retention that you have on your squad, right? I just got done talking to Greg Gard. He lost 8 guys in the transfer portal. You lost 0. How do you maintain a roster in this modern era of college basketball so well? I know you chalk it up to relationships, but how do you maintain relationships that way that leads Marquette to have no turnover coming off of a Sweet 16 run?
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but I could tell you, but you really wouldn't understand. although if we talked about it for several hours, you would probably understand better. We value relationships, growth, and victory. We believe Marquette's a special place to be a basketball player or a basketball coach. And so we feel like if we do a great job pouring into our guys and really living out those three core values every single day, and by the way, they're highly related to each other. It's not like they're separate. The relationships you have absolutely impact your growth on and off the court. As we know, they impact your ability to go win. The way you feel about each other, how much you grow obviously impacts winning and it impacts relationships. You know, when you go through special experiences together, you go through the fire, if you will, and you come out stronger on the other side. Those are bonds that last forever. And then again, winning speaks for itself. When you win, you know, the teams that come back together after 50 years are the teams that won. The teams that, you know, have, you know, each other in their weddings are the teams that went through special experiences together and grew together. So that's our way. We think our guys have very good experiences here. We try to curate that the best we can. Our guys are going to a players-only dinner tonight. You know, little things like that. It's a drip-by-drip approach. It doesn't guarantee anything. You know, I don't know that every single year we'll have perfect retention, but we do want our guys feeling like the only place to leave Marquette for if you're going to leave before your eligibility is up is the NBA.
Yeah, and you've done a great job of that so far here entering your fourth year at Marquette. I'm curious, though, you know, you've done this at a high level for a long time now, Shaka, right? Obviously, VCU, Texas, and now Marquette. When you see a guy like Tony Bennett at Virginia, when he walks away from the sport just a couple weeks before the season starts and chalks it up to the new era we live in, what goes through your mind, Shaka Smart?
Well, I worked with Tony in USA Basketball. We were assistant coaches in 2013 on the 19 and under world championship team. Got to coach, I think there was 8 NBA players on that team, so all we had to do was not mess it up. Billy Donovan was the head coach, but got a chance to spend so much time with Tony because we would walk over to the games. It was in Prague, the event, and we would watch all the other teams throughout the day leading up to our games. So I have unbelievable respect for him. I think he's one of the absolute best coaches in the business. Was sad to see him retire because I think our coaching profession needs more people like Tony Bennett. And so to take one out instead of adding new guys like that is, you know, a little disconcerting. But at the same time, everybody, you know, I say this to our team and our staff all the time. You know, we were all chosen to have the positions that we have, you know, whether it's at Marquette or in Tony's case at Virginia, you know, shows him at one point, hey, we want you to be the coach here. But at the same time, every day we choose to come here and be here. And at any moment we can choose not to, that's a personal choice. You know, he mentioned all the changes going on. It definitely can be disorienting as a coach because, you know, you grew up in one way of doing things and certainly our model has been turned upside down. I won't even get into what's right or wrong, but I think the key is, you know, just being able to adjust the best you can. I'm hopeful that Tony Bennett will get back into coaching at some point because he's a star and we'd love to have him in this profession, but certainly wish him the best while he is retired.
While he is retired, key words there, wall, right? I mean, he's one of the good guys. You're absolutely right. And that's kind of been the sentiment from all these coaches I've talked to in the last week, Shaka, is, you know, it's sad to see a good guy leave. You know, I think the common theme is, you hate it for the kids, right? You know, they lose their head coach just weeks before. But you got to do what's right for you, and that's ultimately what Tony Bennett decides. ESPN Wisconsin Coaches Week, hanging out with Shaka Smart from Marquette for a few more minutes. So I don't want to reflect a ton on last year because, the point of this special is to look ahead, right? To look at this season. But what you guys did last year is important, right? Making it back to the Sweet 16. That was the first time Marquette's been there since you were at VCU, Shaka. That has to give you, you know, the internal feeling that, hey, we might be building something special here despite losing two of our stars in Tyler and Oso, right?
Well, you know, I learned this at VCU and then, you know, I've learned this kind of both ways, you know, I guess on the positive side and the negative side. College basketball is unique because there's just an outsized level of focus and importance put on 1 month, and that's March Madness. But that's what it is, you know, and that's not something that I don't think any is going to change anytime soon. It's a spectacle. It's an unbelievable event. It can be a magic carpet ride, or it can be just a devastating one and done experience because obviously it's a single elimination tournament. As you mentioned, it's incredibly important. And even the difference between winning one game and winning two games is a difference between, you know, going to the second weekend. And it's so hard to do for a variety of reasons. But I thought that was a really important moment for our guys. They came together. We faced some adversity for sure at the end of the season. Tyler Kolick was injured, came back, was not 100%, but he was such a warrior that he came back and played well for us. And, you know, we had some guys really step forward, David Joplin, Chase Ross, in that Colorado game, a team that had 3 NBA draft picks to be able to win that game and go to the Sweet 16 was huge. At the same time, though, Alex, in the next game, NC State, we feel like we played one of our worst games of the year. And so there's a motivation coming out of that game to be better and to be better in our final game.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you left out, and I don't mean to speak for you, but I think you would agree with me, is maybe the short term of that tournament, right? It can be one loss and you're done. You don't want it to discount winning the regular season title. You don't want it to discount everything your teams have accomplished the last few years in the regular season, right? I'm not speaking out of turn when I say that.
Well, it's a double-edged sword because everyone loves the excitement of March, but I think, you know, if you talk to people inside the industry of college basketball, we actually we want to do everything we can to create more excitement during the regular season, November through February, because we're working just as hard and playing games and practicing and doing all the things we're doing during that time, too. We're fortunate to be at a place like Marquette where there is great excitement about basketball, you know, throughout. But yeah, that's just kind of how it works. And I think that when you do win a regular season, which we were able to do 2 years ago, obviously UConn won the Big East last year, that definitely speaks to sustained excellence over the course of many, many weeks. And that's very, very hard to do. Winning in the NCAA tournament is more of a sprint and obviously being your absolute best at the very end.
This might be another question where you say, hey, man, I could explain it, but you're not going to get it. You're such a learner, right? You're always learning. You're a student of the game. You're a student, period, right? You're reading always. What has Shaka Smart been reading this offseason? What have you been scraping up that knowledge on, Shaka?
I'm one of those guys that I rotate a lot of different books, and then I reread the ones that I like the most.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of books going. There's one called War by Sebastian Younger. That's just fascinating to me. You know, he was what was called an embed. So he was a media member that was embedded with a military unit in Afghanistan, one of the most dangerous areas of Afghanistan. And he's such a good writer. You may have heard of other books that he's written. And it just gets to like the core fundamental human elements that, you know, are so prevalent when nothing else matters but staying alive. And I think it's very, very applicable to basketball and sports, even though, you know, our players' lives are not on the line and we wouldn't want them to be. But, you know, you can take a lot from those guys that are in it together and have to depend on each other that much. So that's one of the books I've been reading recently.
That's awesome. Thanks for the insight, man. I was really curious to hear what you're scraping up on. You mentioned UConn a bit ago, Shaka. It's such a pressurous privilege, right? You get to see them a couple times a year and hopefully again in the Big East tournament. But two national championships in a row. How do you keep up with the Huskies and everything they're doing? Because you guys have been really close and had some classic battles with them the last few years.
Well, I think it's actually something you mentioned earlier. You learn. You know, you learn what goes into winning. And, you know, we and I are not above learning from UConn just because they're in our league and they're a team that we play the last couple of years, three times a year. You know, I watched their stuff a lot in the offseason and looked at, okay, how did they do this so well? You know, one of the things they did really, really well is off the basketball, they cut extremely hard, even when they knew they weren't going to get the ball, to create the next opportunity for a teammate. And they had guys out there doing that were about to be NBA draft picks. So that demonstrates a level of sacrifice. So, you know, how do you beat a team like that? I think first and foremost, you have to be the best version of yourself before you get too caught up in what they're doing. Then secondly, and I think UConn did the best job of this of anyone in the country the last year and a half. You have to update your relationship with hard things, your relationship with fear, and your relationship with mistakes.
You have to update your relationship with hard things. I really like that, Shaka. I've never heard that before. That's really good. A couple more things for Shaka Smart, Marquette head coach here on ESPN Wisconsin Coaches Week. It feels like, and I know it's a non-conference rivalry, but obviously being a Wisconsin guy, Shaka, Wisconsin Marquette, it feels like since your arrival, that's been kind of rejuvenated. It's set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv this year. You get it back on your home floor this year. Is there a piece of you being a Wisconsin guy every year when you play that game that you go, oh, damn, this is cool?
Well, it's cool because there's so much interest in it, and it's a rivalry game. I grew up you know, following the Badgers
right.
because, you know, I literally grew up in the shadow of, at that time, the Fieldhouse, the Kohl Center hadn't been built yet. I was able to go to a couple games there when, you know, Stu Jackson was the coach. I think I went to a couple basketball camps, Steve Yoder basketball camps back in the day. So that's what's cool about it is just the excitement and the passion that the fans have. It's a game that it's interesting because most of our guys are not from the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We've got David Joplin and then a few of our walk-ons are from Wisconsin. But it's a game that, in a way, for our guys that are not from here, they're like looking around like, okay, I guess this should be a really, really big deal because it is to everyone else that I'm hearing from and that I'm seeing on social media and all these things. You know, for us, obviously, it's been a game where you're playing against a really good team. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, it's like you want to move forward and you want to go capture, you know, what they call a quad one win in college basketball. You know, they've gotten the better of us the last few times. When we get to that game, it'll certainly be, you know, one that we're super excited about and want to pour everything we have into. But honestly, with our first game coming up, you know, on Monday, that game seems a ways away and our focus is on, you know, Stony Brook, who we play on Monday.
Right. You still give me a really good answer because I know you're such a one game at a time guy, as all coaches are wired. But I asked you before the season started, so I got a good answer out of you. I'm proud of that one. Shaka, I got to ask. I've always wondered this because you coach with so much intensity. You get down in a position oftentimes. It's like a defensive stance. I oftentimes refer to it as Shaka's crab stance. Do you have a nickname for your intense, like, crouch you do on the sideline? I've always wondered this.
No, I don't give myself nicknames. One of the good things about having the first name that I have is you don't really need a nickname.
That's a good point.
You know, when you have a unique name. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of coaches that are great at a lot of things. You mentioned Tony Bennett earlier, probably the best defensive coach mm-hmm. in the country. I try to lead with enthusiasm. And if I can be the most or one of the most enthusiastic coaches, you know, hopefully that will, you know, give our guys a level of passion and excitement and encouragement to go do the hard things that we're trying to do. I know sometimes our players or athletes in general make it look easy, but winning is hard, especially when you're playing against good teams. And, you know, I think there's a lot of the mental side of the game that, you know, folks probably don't really understand unless you've been an athlete or been a coach. And so just try to help them as much as I can by giving them enthusiasm.
Last thing for you, Shaka. I really appreciate the time. I want you to shine a light on some of your guys because you mentioned earlier Chase Ross and Jopp and Cam Jones, the big step they're expected to take this year, obviously, with Oso and Kolick leaving. What have you seen specifically from those three guys here this offseason, and who do you expect maybe somebody I didn't mention to make a big jump here in 24-25?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. Caden Hamilton is a guy that our fan, unless you're a hardcore fan, you probably don't know much about because he hasn't played a game yet, although he has been here for the past year. He redshirted for us. It's an unbelievable story, Alex. He was headed from high school where he graduated last May, 2020, and he was headed to prep school because he had no Division I offers. So he could have either gone Division II or gone to a postgraduate year. So he's headed out east to go to a postgrad year. Cody Hatt, one of our great assistant coaches, did an awesome job finding him in a back gym at a New England prep school event in June. We immediately started recruiting him as a 2024 recruit. So for someone that was going to come in this year. But then we said, hey, wait a minute, you're a high school grad. Would you want to come this year and redshirt? He had barely played as a junior in high school. He lost a bunch of weight. His senior year in high school was really good. And he's come here and just been terrific. And so he's immediately gotten into our rotation.
Oh, wow.
And I think fans will really like his energy. He's got a great story. He's a warm teddy bear of a guy. But I'm also getting the trying to help him understand that he can become the meanest, toughest, baddest fill in the blank in the Big East. The guys you mentioned, David Joplin, Cam Jones, can't forget about Stevie Mitchell, our energy giver. Those are our three seniors. Those guys have had good off seasons, and I look forward to taking on an even bigger leadership role than they have. And then Chase Ross, Ben Gold, those guys will be our two other starters. Chase in particular, he's been terrific. I wish we had five Chase Rosses. He's an absolute warrior. He's a guy that multiplies his teammates in so many different ways. He's a rare player, Alex, in that I don't think he knows how good he really is. You know, he's just so unassuming. And so part of my job is to get him understand how special he can be. But he's coming, and he's going to have a really good season.
Fantastic stuff from Shaka Smart, the head coach at Marquette, entering his fourth year. Season tips off Monday against Stony Brook, as he mentioned. Shaka, this was awesome, man. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Alex. Look forward to talking to you again.